Australia's relationship with China has been tested this week with allegations the Chinese government tried to plant a spy in the Australian Parliament and a self-described Chinese spy asking for political asylum. China has rejected those claims as hysterical. The drama has also received coverage in Australian-based Chinese media outlets, but there's concerns that some readers may not be getting the full story. Max Chalmers reports.
So that's our headline. Australia remembers Bo Pork at the ceremony at the Opera House.
Marie Ma is turning the pages of a recent edition of Chinese language newspaper Vision Times. She's the outlet's general manager, and that means she keeps a close eye on the stories that matter most to Mandarin and Cantonese-speaking Australians. This week, there's one very big one.
There's one here. 爆炸性新闻, 一位中共情报人员走出澳洲. So that's pretty much breaking news. A Chinese Communist Party intelligence officer defects to Australia. An interview with Wang Licheng.
Wang Licheng's claim that he's a former Chinese spy who now wants political asylum in Australia has dominated the media this week. It's also been a big story in Vision Times. The publication, which includes a website, a weekly newspaper and a magazine, prides itself on independent coverage.
Our publication was probably the first and only Chinese language media that had an interview with Mr. Wang. The report was quite wide-ranging in topic, but of course we mainly focus on what the Chinese community is very concerned about and interested in, which is on the Taiwan elections and what's happening in Hong Kong.
Wang Licheng's story has sparked massive interest from readers.
The whole Chinese forums and Chinese news outlets and all the discussion boards have exploded. There has been a lot of feedback in relation to whether he is authentic, whether he is fake. There's been outrage and there's been people who support him, who didn't support him. Yeah, so the reaction is quite wide-ranging.
The Wang Licheng story emerged alongside allegations that the Chinese government tried to get a spy elected to the Australian Parliament. Almost 900,000 Australians speak Mandarin or Cantonese at home. For many, Chinese language media is a key source of news stories like these. Feng Chongyi is an associate professor in China Studies at the University of Technology, Sydney. He doesn't think other Chinese language media outlets have covered the story well.
It's bad. Most of the Chinese media outlets just follow the Chinese Communist Party line, doing everything to discredit Mr. Wang. They publish page after page about he's a liar, he's a criminal, all that story. You can see it from the media within China, and of course the Chinese language media here.
In Feng Chongyi's view, much of the Chinese language media in Australia is close to or influenced by the Communist Party and fails to deliver a diverse set of views.
They could not see the difference between the party state and the country and the nation. They see it as the one. If they see someone expressing views against the party, they will label them as unpatriotic. So that's the enemy of the Chinese people. So that's a horrible situation when you are have this kind of division.
Scholars of Chinese media say it's a bit more complicated than that. Wilfred Wang is a communications lecturer at Monash University and an expert in Chinese migrant media use in Australia. He's followed how Chinese language outlets have reported the spy stories. He makes this observation about two stories posted by the very popular Sydney Today website.
They're just a bit selective, I guess, in the sense of what kind of story about this particular event they sort of put out. So what you can see from these two stories, I definitely won't say they are pro-China, but I also don't think they are, I guess, the so-called critical towards China, but it's very much from a migrant's perspective. So more focusing on how the event impacting or implying to the everyday life and feeling of the Chinese migrant.
While Feng Chongyi worries about the political dimension of Chinese language outlets in Australia, Wilfred Wang says they play a vital role for migrants. He says there are concerns in the community that stories about alleged Chinese government interference could encourage discrimination against Chinese Australians.
A lot of those news organizations or the article is more about, for example, while they can, while at a local festival, what can you do when there's certain, let's say recently the bushfire, how do you sort of protect yourself? You know, those language does give its users to have a better idea of this new home country.
One trend Wilfred Wang has noticed this week is that Chinese language outlets are not posting the spy stories on social media app WeChat. The app is a major news source, but it's not a place where all stories flourish. Vision Times General Manager Murray Ma explains why.
In terms of news on WeChat, it must follow the Chinese Information Bureau accreditation. Yeah, so if you did not have a chief editor that is registered and based in China, you cannot actually write news on WeChat. So mostly all the news on WeChat must follow the same line that's given by the Communist Party.
That information black spot is a concern for Marie Ma. In Sydney's Chinatown, readers cast a critical eye over the stories they saw this week.
I'll definitely say Hong Kong about the protests and all the stuff and the spy from China.
Not much. I see the local, not much.
Mostly about Hong Kong.
And do you think that the news that you get in Chinese language media, does it tell the whole story? Does it tell fair stories?
Even Australian, article, you have to fact check, you know what I mean? Just can't believe, they're 100%, true.
That was Brenda ending that report by Max Chalmers.